Okay, Zech Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shaina Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, the schedule for this week is we're going to have tomorrow, the Pikuach Nefesh Shir, and we'll have a Shir for those who are interested, just in Yonah Dioma, on Shavuos at around 10 o'clock on Thursday, like for half an hour, 40 minutes. But we won't have the regular Shiurim on Erev Yontif, just some Inyana Dioma on Erev Shavuos at around 10 o'clock. We'll confirm that Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, and today we'll continue in the Inyanim of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, so we've been discussing the issue of Pikuach Nefesh, whether it's Chutra or Dechuya. We were discussing yesterday we had three Pshatim in the idea of why do we have Pachos, if the steer in the Shulchan Aruch, if the Shulchan Aruch holds that you, like the Magen Mishnah, that you do Kol Tzarcho, so then why is there a din of Pachas Pachas? Because Pachas Pachas is not Kol Tzarcho, right? So we had three terutzim to that. One terutz was that in a Hanami, that's only by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it's the Chuya. By Shabbos, it's Hutra. So therefore, and Magen Mishnah only said Kol Tzarcho, that even the things that are not make and break, Magen Mishnah only said that by Shabbos, not in Yom Kippur. That was number one. That was the teretz of the Chelkas Yoav. Then Rav Chaim Brisker's teretz was that no, that Pachos is that the din of the Magen Mishnah is even on Yom Kippur, but the idea of Kol Tzarcho is we say even on Yom Kippur. But that's once he's a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana. Once he's a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, you give him Kol Tzarcho. But if he's not yet a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, so then you don't have the din of Kol Tzarcho. Then we just want to make sure that he doesn't become a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana. So then if Pachas Pachas is sufficient to prevent that, then we just give him Pachas Pachas. But once he's a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, then we give him everything, even not Pachas Pachas. And the din in Shulchan Aruch is when he's not yet a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana. Perhaps he could become, but if we would just give him Pachas Pachas, that would stop from ever happening. And the third teretz was what we saw yesterday from the Cheshuv Eifrud from Rav Padova, where he said that that the idea of Magen Mishnah is only when you're giving him the extra food that will help cure the machala. But if the extra food is not to help, in other words, Kol Tzarcho means when we do give him Kol Tzarcho, what we do during the week to help cure the machala, even though if we don't do it, it's still not going to cause a sakana. So then, when we give him Kol Tzarcho, that could help with the general machala. But if it's not really helping in the machala, it's just it'll give him more hanoa, then that wasn't part of the heter of Kol Tzarcho. That was the Cheshuv HaEifod. Okay, now let's take a look at Rabbi Chanan Wasserman on page, in the first packet. You know, we're doing basically the first and second packets together because there's overlap. So, you have them, now that we have everything in front of you in the computer, so you could, you see everything. The Kovetz HaOros on page, the Sharblad is on page 20, and it goes to on page 21. Packet one, Aleph. Yeah? You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he starts off here also, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, to try to explain the Magid Mishnah in Os Hay. Because of Magid Mishnah, the B'chol Sheish Bo Sakanim Chalim Shabbos Chol Tzrachav. And then there are other shittas that disagree. So he's trying to understand what is this, you know. So we the explanations we've given, maybe it's based on Hutra and things like that. So he wants us to compare it to the interesting halacha that we have in Hilchas Mila. Right, a couple of years ago we did the Shiurim in Hilchas Mila by Mila B'Shabbos. So we know that by Hilchas Mila you have to cut a certain amount to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Mila. Those are called the Tzitzin of Ma'akvim Mesamila. If you don't cut them, then that amount, then you're Ma'akev, the Mila. It's no good. And then there's Tzitzim She'ena Ma'akvim Mesamila. That if you can cut more, and that would be a hiddur mitzvah, but even though it's a hiddur mitzvah, you know, even if you wouldn't cut, you're still yotze. It's just a hiddur mitzvah to cut more. So those are called the tzitzim ha-ma'akvim es ha-mila and the tzitzim she'ein ma'akvim es ha-mila. So the question is, what's the din on Shabbos? In other words, if you cut, could you now go back and cut just for Hiddur Mitzvah? And we say, no, for Shabbos, you can only cut on Shabbos what you need for the Mitzvah itself. For the Hiddur Mitzvah, that's not Docha Shabbos. So this is a whole Machloikas Rambam Tur, it's a famous Brisker Rav about it. He says, Vinei, Osvav, in page 21, L'inyan Mila B'Shabbos Kaim Lon Deheicha De Lo Silik Yodo. In other words, if you're still in the mode of cutting and you didn't cut, you know, you didn't put down the knife, you still lo silek yado, you're still involved, and you cut only the tzitzim ha-ma'akvin, but you didn't cut all of them, so you still have a opportunity to do the hiddur mitzvah. So he says that if you weren't Tzilek Yado, you could still cut the tzitzim that are Ma'akev and Samila. Even the tzitzim that are not Ma'akev, rather. But Hechad the Tzilek Yado, but if you already were Masalek Yado, Einu Chozer, so then, if you didn't, you know, you finished the Mila, so if you notice you didn't do a proper job at all, it's still an RL, then you go back. But if you finish the Mila, you see like Yado, you know, you put down the knife, you finish, and then you go back and look at it, and you saw that you did a good enough job that you were Yotzei, but still more that it would have been Hiddur Mitzvah, so then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because if the only thing you have left is Hiddur Mitzvah, so if you're still in the course of doing the mitzvah itself, you can do the hiddur mitzvah alone with the mitzvah itself. But if you totally finish the mitzvah and then you masalek yado, then you can't go back on Shabbos, because it'll be chil Shabbos. Which the bris milah is docha Shabbos, and even the hiddur mitzvah, if it's still within the context of the mitzvah itself. But if you see like Yodo, then the mitzvah is finished. Mitzvah's mil kvar nigmara. The hiddur itself. If the hiddur is going to be together with the mitzvah, that's one thing. But if not, it's not docha Shabbos. So then the Rabbi Chanan asks an old Zion. He says, "Akati tzar beer, the mamikach shalos silik yado, mikol makom hahider eino docha Shabbos." I mean, hider it's not Docha Shabbos. Even if you did, were Masalik Yado. But what gives you the right, says Rabbi Chanan on page 21 in Packet Aleph, what gives you the right to continue the Mila if you finish the Mila, even though you weren't Masalik Yado, you finish the Mila, and you still have more to do to the Hidur Mitzvah, what right do you have to do that on Shabbos? In other words, we say there's a difference between Silik Yado and not Silik Yado. That Silik Yado, you can't continue with the Hidur Mitzvah. Low Silik Yado, you can. But even low Silik Yado, what's the heter? The Mitzvah was done already. So it says, Rakhadi Tzarech Bir, Ozayim, the Mamakash Lo Silik Yado, we call Mokom Hahidr in a Docha Shabbos. So he says, he says, Mila and Shabbos is Hutra. Because for Mitzvah Mila, Shabbos and Chol are the same. So, because it's Hutra. So if it's Hutra, then it's considered it's like it's not Shabbos. Well, here in the Silik Yado, for a Nigmar Aguf HaMitzvah, for Hidur Greida Eino Docha Shabbos. But once you Silik Yado, so then we view it as if the Mitzvah is over. The Mitzvah is finished. And the Mitzvah is finished, and so that's it. So that's the reason why he thinks that on Shabbos, as long as you're still involved in the mitzvah, so, and you weren't Masalik Yodo, you can continue, even for the Hidur mitzvah. Because it all has to do with Shabbos being Kutra for Bikur Nefesh. And then he says, Osches, Perek HaShochet, Chavtes in Chulin, Parach B'Gemar V'Chimachad Afil Psula D'Rabbanon Lek Alameli L'Marek. Whereas the halacha is, there's an inyan to, when you're doing Shechita, right, so what's the din? The Rove of the Simanim. If you cut the Rove of the Simanim, you're Yotze. But there's an inyan to finish the whole thing. That's called Tzarech L'Marek. Like to do it till the end. Don't just do Rov, do the whole thing. So the Gemara says, Osches, Perek HaShochet, Parek B'Gemar, V'chim Yachad, Afilu P'sula, D'Rabban Aleka, Lamali, L'Marek, B'vur, Yiloshin Zed, D'Ilu Haya Mitzvah, D'Rabban L'Marek, Haya Mutar, Achnir, D'Miruk, Hava Mil, B'Lacha D'Araisa. In other words, to continue the Shechita, not just to do Rove, but to keep going more, each time you're cutting more, you're doing a Malacha D'Araisa. So what heter? So when you're doing the Korban on Shabbos, you're bringing the Korban Tzibur, the Korban Tamid, or something like that, or Yom Kippur, whatever. Maybe it's Yom Kippur. So you're finishing the Siman. What heter do you have that? So he says, Haynu the Kevin the Shabbos Hutra B'tzibur. So he says the same idea, that the Korban that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos Yom Kippur is Hutra. It's Hutra. So Memela, that means, L'gabi the Korban, it's not considered Shabbos. It's not considered Yom Kippur. So it's Hutra. It's like Ochel Nefesh. Right, Yontif is coming up, so you're allowed to cook on Yontif. So we say Lagabe the Malacha of Bishul of Afia, it's like Kiilu, it's not Yontif because it's totally Hutra. It's not that it's here, but you're just pushing it aside, and therefore you have to try. You know, it's Hutra. To Hutra Afilu Tzorech Tap Mitzvah Rabban can't save a Torah Lukros Bo, and it's Hutra even for. a mitzvah drabbanan. Say for example, you want to make a minyan on Yontif, and you need a Sefer Torah, and you want to carry the Sefer Torah in the street. So usually you don't carry stuff, but now you want to carry it in the street. So that's a mitzvah drabbanan of laning. So the halacha is that you can carry a Sefer Torah in the street on Yontif, even though that's only for a mitzvah drabbanan. So he says that if you can do it for a mitzvah drabbanan, you know, you can carry in the street for a mitzvah drabbanan, so therefore when you finish la'adiv mitzitzin she'en makvin, the hechad the silik yodo osu l'gamrei, but why is a mitzvah drabbanan better than a bris milah where you were silik yodo? So a mitzvah drabbanan, you don't really have to do midaraisa. And if silik yodo, you're also finished with the mitzvah. And v'hacha kohen gadol shochet silik as yodo. Tzarech lomer kevet adayin avodas hakarban lo nigmar adayin hava kolo silik yodo. Davka gamilil hechad the silik yodo kvar nigmar mitzvah milah. He says by korbanos, you see, by korbanos shechit is only one avoda. Then you have to be mekabel adam. You have to. So since you're still in the process of doing the avoda, you see, by mila, the mila is the whole thing. So then, once you silik yodo, then you finish the mitzvah. Then you finish the mitzvah. But you finish the mitzvah. But by avoda the korbanos, the shechita is part of other avodas that you're doing for the avoda. There's a krabal sadam. So since you're still involved in the avoda, so even if you didn't finish, so you did a shechita, you did rov, but there's a still halacha that's good to finish it off. And since you're involved in the Seder Avoda, it's like you didn't finish it. So he wants to say, Tzarech Lomer Kevin the Nine Avodas HaKarban Lo Nigmar Adayin Hav Kolo Silik Yodo. Daf Mila Hech the Silik Yodo. By Mila, it's only Silik Yodo. Now he wants to say, V'chein B'chol Sheish Bo Sakana Kol Zman Shelo Over HaSakana Hav Kolo Silik Yodo. So Rabbi Chan Wasim wants to say that by Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, it's a mitzvah to take care of the chayla. So just like mila, it's a mitzvah to do the mila. But the mila you finished when you finished cutting the amount that you have to cut, then you finished. Then if you put the knife down or you silik yodo, then you can't continue on Shabbos because you fulfilled the mitzvah. And it's hutra legabe the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is finished. But by, he's saying a beautiful word, but by avodas hakorbanos, the shechita of the korban is not the whole avoda. It's the other things too. So then you can continue, even if you see like yodo, you can continue, finishing up the simon. And by, and very when it said, the pshat in the Magid Mishnah, he wants to say is that even though you gave him what he needs to live, but Lamaisi is not cured. He's not cured. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's the pshat, that you can continue feeding him kol tzarko, because the mitzvah is not over, kol zman, that he's not better. So even though Lamaisa, if you give him this amount, he'll still be okay. He's not going to die. But you can still give him more. You can still give him more, because it's sort of like the Hidur Mitzvah thing. What is the Hidur Mitzvah, Docha Shabbos? But since the Mitzvah is not over yet, you can continue, and the Mitzvah is Hutra. So the same thing. Even though you gave him what he needs to live today, but Lamaisa, he's still sick. So then the Mitzvah is not over yet. So then continue giving him even more once he's a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. I mean, the Rabbi Chanan, you know, was working pashtus with, like Reb Chaim, he's a Talmud, right?
Rabbi, if you hold that Shabbos is good for my Milah, then you could even be chaser on tits on the market if your worm is well done, all right?
Say again?
Right?
I didn't hear you.
The whole idea is that you cannot be chaser on tits in the market once you're Masalik Yodo. That's only if you say the Puya. If you say Shabbos is good for my Milo, then you'll probably even be allowed to be chaser there.
No. So he disagrees with that. He's saying no. That even if Shabbos is hutra, but it's only hutra for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is over, the hutra is over. You understand? It's hutra for the mitzvah. So if you didn't see like yodo, so then the mitzvah is, you know, you're continuing the mitzvah. You know, you can't say the mitzvah is over, even though technically you were yotze, because you're still in the process. But once you see like yodo, so then even if it's hutra, the mitzvah is over, and now the hutra is over. But his Rebbe Chanan's chap is that when it comes to metapel becholeh as sheyesh bo sakana, so until he's cured, the mitzvah is not over yet. The mitzvah is not over yet. And Mimela, that's why you can continue to feed him even more than what he needs. It's a fascinating chap, what Rabbi Chanan is saying.
And he explained Pachos on Yom Kippur like Reb Chaim?
Yeah, so I would assume that he would explain Pachos like Reb Chaim. That because you can give him what he needs, but the mitzvah is not over yet. That's what I would have assumed. And then he says... But it's not true what I'm just said to you. It's not true, because the next paragraph he's gonna say not that way. Let's see what he says. He says, "Tess, uvezeh this by tam hamatim cholzman dacholim sukan adai lo nigmar mitzvahs pikuach nefesh." So he's saying that cholzman dachol is still musukan, even though you gave him enough to get him through today, but you didn't finish the mitzvah. And that's like low selig yodo. In other words, even though you fed him today, but it's like low selig yodo because you're still involved in the mitzvah. The kaven da dain lo nigmar gufa mitzvah sarach la'asosu kimo shosim b'chol. V'sevirlei la'matirim, the Shabbos hutra etzel pikuach nefesh kudaz maran v'rosh, v'damil lehetar achol nefesh, nevade in and toros dechia. But then he says, the dafka Shabbos hutra, aval devei lo hutra el dechuya. Yeah, and then Ufiza and Misyashiv Kushi Miyom Kippur, the Hosim Eino Elo Betoris Dechia. So here he's saying that maybe Yom Kippur is only Dechuya. So he says that Yom Kippur, in other words, he's saying is like the Chalkas Yoav. You see, that's why he's saying like the Chalkas Yoav. That by Yom Kippur maybe it's only the Chuya, so Mimela then you have to give him the exact amount. Yom Kippur they know towards the Chuya it is a chil of loisa malacha leisa klal hacheter tizimim machvin mushum hachit tzarich omid kam b'chol sheish mosam kan v'hasam lo pligi klal v'mayim b'divay matim shuv mushum b'malacha. So he's saying like the Chalkas Yoav. He's saying that the concept of Hutra is only by Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos you can continue helping him, even if you see like Yodo, but you still, as long as he's still sick, he needs the Heter of Hutra. And the idea of having Pachas, the idea of having pachas by Yom Kippur is what? Is because Yom Kippur is the Chuya. And therefore...
So what,
So there's no din like tzitz. There's no din. In other words, by mila was once I did that, I could even do tzitz in a ma'akvin as a hashein ma'akvin if it's no silik yada. Why could I do that? But lemaisa, I don't have to. The answer is because mila is hutra, and it's hutra calls man that you're still osik. So mila is hutra, and ochel nefesh is hutra, and pikuach nefesh b'shabbos is hutra. But he learns like the chalkas yoav that on the it's by yom kippur it's dechuya. So therefore, in Yom Kippur, as soon as you gave him the right amount, even though he's still not better, it's only the chuya legabe what he needs today.
Yep.
So therefore, and there would be no din of lo silek yodo on, you know, on the Yom Kippur because even though lo silek yodo is only because of hutra, but if it's the chuya, then you can't do a iota more than is. Then it's totally necessary.
Well, wait a minute. Gemara says for Pharisees that you can be closer on seats and train on my Akbin, close to my Shalom Selek. Even a Tchuya would permit that, no?
No, because that's talking about Mila B'Shabbos, he's saying, is Hutra.
Even if you say generally it's Tchuya by a Mola?
Even if you want to say that nevela, for him to eat a nevela, say he's a sick person, he needs something to eat, and what do we have here is nevela. So also, if you hold nevela is the chuya. So pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra, and mila b'Shabbos is hutra.
Well, according to most.
Okay, so we're not finished with that yet.
But wait a minute. Why would Yom Kippur be the Chuya if you hold that Shabbos is Hutra?
So that we discussed, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that we pointed out that says that by Shabbos the two psukim, there's the pasuk of Achai Bohem, and then there's the pasuk of Shomer Yisrael Asa Shabbos. You know, Chalel of Shabbos Achatz Kedei Shishmo Shabbos Harbei, that makes it even a bigger heter.
Rabbi, isn't it only Hutra as long as you're involved in the mitzvah?
Yeah, so by Mila, only when you're involved it's Hutra. Once you finish, there's no Hutra anymore. But by Pikuach Nefesh, he's saying the idea of the Magen Mishnah of Pikuach Nefesh is that Kol Zman that he's. In other words, you gave him, you did things for him that he needs, you know, but he's still, Lamaisa, he's still sick. So therefore, you can continue doing things for him that he didn't necessarily need because it's considered part of the Hutra still exists. Because it's not Shabbos today, Lagabi the Choyla. So in the end of the day, he's really saying something similar to the Chalkas Yoav. Not, right? Not like Reb Chaim. Oh. Okay. So now, Rabosai, let's go on to another discussion that we have in Hilchas Hitra and Dechuya, and that is the famous Shaila, if a person is sick on Shabbos, and we have two choices. One choice is to give him, we have non-kosher meat right ready to go. Right? Non-kosher meat, it's all cooked, ready to go. We can give him that non-kosher meat the whole day on Shabbos. Well, the other possibility is to say that we have an animal that we could shecht and give him the kosher meat. Now, obviously, the poskim say that if time is of concern and you're going to have a problem with time, and the non-kosher meat is ready to go right now, and the kosher meat is going to take in until you shecht it, until you clean it, and time is of the essence, if that is the reality, then, you know, we would say, you know, time is of the essence, so you just give them the treif meat right away. But if time is not of the essence, meaning of within reason, obviously, and you have, you know, so if time is not in the essence, so then we could spare a little time. So then many of the Rishonim say that it's better to shecht. It's better to shecht on Shabbos than to give him the nevela. So the question is, why is that? Why is it better to shecht on Shabbos? Because at first glance, Shabbos is an issaskila. It's more chomer, right, than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is an issaskila. And the veil is only an issalav. So that's the question, which is the... So if we take a look, Rabosai, so there are a lot of different shitas in the Rishonim. So let's take a look first in the Tshuva of the Marambi Rutenberg. It's quoted in the Rishonim, but I have the, thanks to Rabbi Avram Levitt, I have the original source on page 7. Let's take a look. You see, the Marambi Rutenberg is, you know, if you have the Tshuva's Marambi Rutenberg, it's a good thing to have. Baruch Hashem, the library has a beautiful edition. But Rav Avram Levitt was able to give me a pretty good edition, if not the same edition, as well. And you see, the Tshuvas of Aaron Rutenberg are broken up in different defusim. The defus of Berlin, Lvov, Cremona. So you have, so when you see a simon from the Marambi Rutenberg, you have to know which defus are you looking for. Because there are multiple defusim. So it's complicated. You know, some svarim, Tshuvas Arash. There's one Tshuvas Arash. So you have to know where to look in the Marambi Rutenberg. So this is the Defus Primona on page 8. Going over to page 9. Here he speaks about Katan Ochel Nevelos in the beginning, Ein Bezdin Mutzuv L'Afrisho, and things like that. But then he looks on page 9. Masha Hikshim Mori, you see on the left side of the page, on page 9, in packet base. Why don't you just get nevela? Ready to eat nevela meat. It's a lav. Shabbos is a skila. So then he says, this is a bit of much of a... he says, on Yontif we shecht on Yontif also. But Yontif, if you shecht on Yontif, you're doing a melacha for Ochel Nefesh, but it's still a mitzvah seaseh, a mitzvah losaseh. Losaseh kol melacha. So, but the mitzvah of Yontif pushes it aside. But why do we have to...
Yontif is an
aseh and alav. So we go ahead and we docha that on Yontif. Now, no one's going to say on Yontif, so just eat treif. Order treif on Yontif. Instead of shechting. No one would say such a thing, because... So what's the pshat? In other words, the Torah matters ochel nefesh. It's not pshat that it's an essay dochel osase. Legabe ochel nefesh, legabe the melacha of ochel nefesh, it's like a regular weekday. The kevin tatori tirlan ochel nefesh, have a ledidon ochel nefesh beyond the kimochol, shemutu bokol melacha. That shinami name a kevin the pikuch nefesh alfina biyuma, the shari. And we call melacha, we call the sheish for sakan muteris kimochol. The hege de ike heter visur kamei, machin or also hakal. So on one hand, to shecht on Yontif is essay do and a lo sase, but on the other hand, to eat treif is only a lo sase. So why do we choose to violate an essay and a lo sase? We should just, so the answer is because on Yontif it's hutra, so we don't view it as if there's an essay and a lo sase there. We view it as if it doesn't. Today is a weekday legabe the malacha of ochel nefesh. So go and shech the animal. Don't eat treif meat. So he says the same thing. Pikuach nefesh is mutter. Have a kol malacha l'chol sheish b'sukhanim b'kiyos b'kol b'chol. V'yechad ikah ter v'yisur kamei machlina so akal. T'shchut ha-machal atzma mutter. So he says, so it's better to shecht because it's hutra, and that's why you shecht on Yontif, and that's why you shecht on Shabbos, because if Gabi the Chola, it's like if it's not Shabbos. Okay, so that is the Maram Rutenberg. So the Maram Rutenberg works with the svara that we said before, that Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is Hutra. So even though it's a stronger Isser, it's an Isser Skila. But that Isser Skila is Hutra. But She'en Kein Nevela, it's only a Lav, but that Nevela is only Dechuya. And that's how the Maram Rutenberg explains why we should rather shech the animal, the kosher animal on Shabbos, for him to eat, rather than giving him ready-made non-kosher food. Well, no, so he's saying it's not really doche the lav. That's not the pshat. Pikuach nefesh is not doche the lav. Pikuach nefesh is telling you that the lav doesn't exist today.
Of even
Nevela? Nevela is different, because Nevela, Pikuach Nefesh is saying that we're Doche is in Nevela. Nevela is there, but we're Doche.
So then, wouldn't that make them equal? What's the difference?
What?
Wouldn't that make them equal?
If Pikuach
Nefesh
is Doche. He's saying that Shabbos is Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra. That's what the Maram Rutenberg says.
Well, wait a minute. Don't be saying about that. Every
Kesayim
is
available
to Israel. That's why we
prefer
that.
Every
Kesayim is available that you need for over in Israel.
Right, but he's not working with that. He says nonetheless. Bottom line is that he's saying that the Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra on Shabbos. But then there's a Ravid. Yeah.
Is the Maram Rutenberg saying a between Isser
Chavtzer
and
Isser
Gufa,
then
Shabbos is Isser under
the
person to Yosef, and then the person to. What? Is he meaning a chelik between.
He's saying that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is like it's not Shabbos. And for Nevela, it's always is a Nevela, but you can push aside. So that's why it would be better to shecht on Shabbos, even though that's an Issa Skila, but the Maisa, that Issa Skila is Hutra. So that's why the Maram Rutenberg Paskins, it's better to shecht the kosher animal on Shabbos and give it to him, as opposed to just giving him ready-made Nevela.
So, right, eating the traced meat on Shabbos is not technically a malacha, so it doesn't make it Hutra, because it's not being Kuach Nefesh. It's not... The fact that eating the trace meat is not a malacha itself, then you can't make it for Kuach Nefesh purpose, because it wouldn't make it butcher.
Okay. Now the Ravid, take a look. The Ravid's quoted in the Shonim, but you want to see, Rav Harfenis points out the original copy of the Ravid in the Sefer Zikaron on page 10. You know, Machon Yerushalayim puts out Sifrei Zikaron for different people when they pass away, of note. So when Rav Chaim Shmulevitz passed away, they put out a Sefer Zikaron, and then they have different articles of different Torah from different people. So this fellow on page 11, Rav Ari Monk, has, I guess, Ksav Yad from the Ravid, and he's going to tell you what the Ravid said about this topic. But again, the same topic, whether you have a chola on, and you have a choice of either giving him the vela, which is only lav, or giving him, or shechting on Shabbos, which is an iser skila. So which one should you give? So we saw the Maram of Wittenberg says shecht. Ah, skila is more chomer, so why should I shecht? The answer is because lagabe Shabbos, pikuach nefesh is hutra, and the vela lagabe Shabbos is only the chuy. So the Ravid here on page 11 says, this needs to contemplate. So he's going to say a different word than what the Maram of Wittenberg says. So how do you understand it? What is he saying, the difference between Shabbos and the Vela? So what's the idea? Why does he in other words, he has the same conclusion that you should give him the, but why? What's the difference? How do you understand what the Ravid is saying? And this is the original source of the Ravid. In other words, the Rishonim quoted, but here, if you want to see the whole paragraph of the original Ravid, it was printed in this Sefer Zikaron. What would you say?
He's saying the same thing we are.
Yeah, Rabbi Alter?
He's saying the same thing, the difference between Hutra and Dechuya, he's just not using our terminology.
Is he saying that? Or is he saying that in other areas of Halacha, we already have a precedent of Havara Bishul V'Hachem L'Chamin, like by a bris mila, we already, you know, warm up hot water, and by, you know, for a sick person, we could who needs fire, you know. So we have a precedent of. He says, "Ki Hashabbos Nidlo Litchos Etzlo B'Havara Bishul V'Hachem L'Chamin." What do you mean?
Shabbos is dochli, and the vela is. Shabbos is mutar, the vela is dochli. Mutar you do before dochli, but you have to do dochli. You do dochli, like you have to eat immediately.
Right. But I'm saying. So you're saying that he's really saying the same thing as the Maram of Wittenberg?
Correct.
Right. But I want us to take another look at it. Is he really saying the same thing, or is he saying something else? Ezra, what are you saying?
I don't know. It seems like you're saying that possibly that sins will have to be over on Melacha anyway for this Torah, so we might as well do, since we're going to have to eat up stuff and we're going to have to do Melacha anyway for this Torah, we might as well do Shita, but I'm not sure if that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what
meal
has to do with anything, so I don't know.
The veil is right there. The veil is right there. So do it. Right. He says, Shabbos is nitron of a lav de nevela lo nitron litchos. Of a vadim hucharach lachilz bo... Lav de nevela nitron litchos. But what do you mean lo nitron litchos? But let it be nitron litchos over here. Is he saying that you need a precedent elsewhere in halacha? Well, if let's take a look. Right, that's the yeah. Yeah, let's look for a second on the first page of Packet 2. He says, Sha'alu, on the fourth line of the beginning of this rush. Sha'alu es harayvit. Chol esheish musakani im lo yochol basar, miyeshul fan of the velav, ואין שוחד, אם לא נשכם בשבת, כי יש אומרים מוטב שיעברו על עבד אל ואלה, משיעברו אחרים על איסו סקילה, הישיב דברי יש אומרים מכוונים הם, ויש לא מכי איסו שבת כבר ניתן לדחוס בהברו ובבישול ובחמי לא חמין. He's saying that in other words, he's saying that Shabbos is already pushed aside, because here he needs to eat. But this chayla, we already pushed Shabbos aside for other things. In other words, this chayla, probably we had a, you know, take firewood and heat up his apartment. And, you know, give him hot drinks. So even if we need now for him to eat something, so what should we do? Since Shabbos was already pushed aside, not like what I said before about the president elsewhere, but Shabbos was already pushed aside, so to speak. Because we had other things that there was no choice than we had a Michal Shabbos for them. So now, with the question of the food item, what should we do with the food? In other words, for the cold, you have no... The nevela is not going to help the fact that it's cold. So that, we had to get firewood and break fire, and, you know... So I think what he's saying is that Shabbos is already pushed aside. So once it's pushed aside, there got to be other things of his need. We can push it aside. So it's already pushed aside. Not necessarily that of Hutra V'dchuya, but it's already... was Nidcha, so to speak.
What in the fact that someone on the other side of the world is doing mila have to do with that?
What?
He also says, inami shi efsa
suluye cotton asso bisul rola.
What
does the mila effect have to do with that?
You say that just because for this specific person we're already doing
malacha
okay,
Yeah, in other words, right, so that's what we have to understand what the second line is. Ani omer ki haShabbos page nidna litchos etzlo bavar vishol gam yefshar shelo yekotten nimo b'Shabbos v'nidna litchos etzlo b'mila. In other words, the Shabbos was pushed away for other things also, but that's with someone else. But you hear Rabbi Alter, you hear what we're saying here? That he's saying that the Shabbos was already pushed aside. So therefore, since it was already pushed aside for other things today, so then we could, you know, but the Nevela wasn't necessarily pushed aside, so therefore we can't, but that's not the same word as Hutra or Dechuya. That's what, but I think that's what he means, Ezra, right? Ezra?
What? I agree that's what he means, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Bezer Shem tomorrow we'll pick up on this Nakuda, and we'll discuss it more. Okay, Rav Osei? Okay.
What time tomorrow?
Tomorrow is, 11:05 or something like that, you know. Okay? Okay, Kol Tov.